Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to effectively describe a place that inspires you in IELTS speaking. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I can confidently say that questions about places of inspiration are common in the IELTS speaking test. This topic allows candidates to showcase their ability to describe locations vividly while expressing personal thoughts and feelings. In this guide, we'll explore how to excel when asked to describe a place where you find inspiration with sample answers and detailed analysis. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, Individual Long Turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Now, let's explore how the topic of a place where you go to find inspiration might appear in each part of the test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner might ask general questions about places and inspiration. Here are some potential questions. Do you have a favorite place to relax? Where do you usually go when you need to think? How important is it to have a special place for inspiration? Do you prefer indoor or outdoor places for relaxation? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Do you have a favorite place to relax? Candidate: Yes, I do. I really enjoy going to the park near my house. It's a nice place with lots of trees and a small lake. I find it very peaceful there. Absolutely. My go-to spot for relaxation is a serene lakeside about 30 minutes from my home. It's an idyllic setting with crystal clear water reflecting the surrounding mountains. The tranquility there is unparalleled, making it the perfect escape from the hustle and bustle of daily life. Part 2, Individual Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a place where you go to find inspiration. You should say where this place is, how you discovered it, what you do there, and explain why you find it inspiring. You'll have 1 minute to prepare, then you should speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample answer. Band 6-7. Answer. The place where I go to find inspiration is a small hilltop near my hometown. I discovered it by chance when I was out for a walk one day. It's not very far from where I live, maybe about a 20-minute walk. When I go there, I usually sit on a bench and look at the view. You can see the whole town from up there, and on clear days, you can even see the sea in the distance. It's very quiet and peaceful. I find this place inspiring because it gives me a new perspective. Looking down at the town from above helps me see the bigger picture of things. It's also very beautiful, especially at sunset, and the beauty of nature often gives me new ideas. Sometimes I go there to think about problems I'm facing or to come up with new ideas for my work. Other times, I just go to relax and clear my mind. It's a great place to escape from the noise and stress of everyday life. Band 8-9 answer. The place that never fails to ignite my creativity is a secluded cove on the rugged coastline about an hour's drive from my home. I stumbled upon this hidden gem during a solo hiking expedition last summer, and it has since become my sanctuary for inspiration. This awe-inspiring location is nestled between towering cliffs with a small, pristine beach lapped by crystal-clear turquoise waters. What makes it truly special is its relative inaccessibility. You can only reach it by a narrow, winding path down the cliff face, which deters casual visitors and preserves its tranquil atmosphere. When I visit this enchanting spot, I engage in a variety of activities that fuel my imagination. I often start by simply sitting on the soft sand, allowing the rhythmic sound of the waves to wash away any mental clutter. As the day progresses, I might take a refreshing swim, feeling invigorated by the cool water. Sometimes, I bring a sketch pad and try to capture the breathtaking scenery around me, or I'll jot down ideas in my journal, finding that words flow more freely in this serene environment. The reason this place is so inspiring to me is multifaceted. Firstly, its raw, unspoiled beauty serves as a powerful reminder of nature's artistry, which never fails to stir my soul. The isolation from the outside world allows me to disconnect from daily distractions and tap into my inner creativity. Moreover, the ever-changing interplay of light, water, and land provides a constant source of visual inspiration. Whether it's the golden glow of sunset painting the cliffs or the misty veil of a foggy morning, there's always something new to observe and contemplate. In essence, this cove serves as a reset button for my mind, allowing me to return to my regular life with renewed energy and fresh perspectives. It's a place where I can reconnect with myself and the natural world, which invariably leads to a surge of inspiration that enhances both my personal and professional life. Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you a few more questions about this topic. How do different environments affect people's creativity? Do you think cities can be inspiring places? In what ways can nature inspire artists and writers? Sample answer 9. Different environments can have a profound impact on people's creativity. Stimulating surroundings, whether natural or man-made, can spark new ideas and fresh perspectives. For instance, a bustling city with its diverse architecture and vibrant street life might inspire a photographer or a social commentator. On the other hand, a serene natural setting could promote introspection and help a writer or musician tap into deeper emotions. Cities can indeed be highly inspiring places. They're melting pots of culture, innovation, and human interaction, which can fuel creative thinking. The constant flux and energy of urban environments can challenge our perceptions and push us out of our comfort zones. Moreover, cities often have a rich historical and architectural heritage that can inspire artists, designers, and storytellers. The juxtaposition of old and new, traditional and modern, can create a unique creative tension. Nature has been a wellspring of inspiration for artists and writers throughout history. Its raw beauty and complexity can evoke powerful emotions and ideas. The changing seasons, for example, might inspire a poet to reflect on themes of transformation and renewal. Dramatic landscapes could influence a painter's use of color and form. Even the intricate patterns found in plants and animals can inspire innovative designs in fields like architecture or fashion. Furthermore, the peace and solitude often found in natural settings can allow creators to clear their minds and access their subconscious, leading to novel insights and creative breakthroughs. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some words and phrases that can help elevate your response. Sanctuary, sanctuary, noun, a place of refuge or safety. Example, this peaceful garden is my sanctuary from the stresses of work. Ignite creativity, to stimulate or inspire creative thinking. Example, the vibrant colors of the sunset ignited my creativity, inspiring me to paint. Awe-inspiring, awe, adjective, extremely impressive or daunting. Example, the awe-inspiring view from the mountain peak left me speechless. Tranquility, quieti, noun, the quality or state of being calm. Example, the tranquility of the forest allowed me to clear my mind and focus. Fuel imagination phrase, to stimulate or feed one's imaginative thinking. Example, reading diverse books fuels my imagination and broadens my perspective. Pristine, pristine, adjective, in its original condition, unspoiled. Example, we discovered a pristine beach untouched by tourism. Disconnect from daily distractions, phrase, to separate oneself from everyday concerns. Example, in this remote cabin, I can completely disconnect from daily distractions. Surge of inspiration, phrase, a sudden increase or rush of creative ideas. Example, watching the sunrise gave me a surge of inspiration for my new project. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Consistent practice is key to improving your speaking skills. Try to speak English every day, even if it's just talking to yourself. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to various topics, including places and inspiration. Use them in context to remember them better. Work on pronunciation. Clear pronunciation is crucial for a high score. Pay attention to stress, intonation, and individual sounds. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Expand on your thoughts and provide examples to support your points. Use a variety of sentence structures. Mix simple and complex sentences to demonstrate your language proficiency. Stay calm and confident. Remember, the examiner wants you to do well. Stay relaxed and speak naturally. By following these tips and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about places that inspire you in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to express your thoughts clearly and confidently while showcasing your English language skills. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might find it helpful to describe a person who has helped you grow professionally or describe a time when you received constructive criticism. These topics can also help you develop your ability to discuss personal experiences and reflections, which is valuable for the IELTS speaking test.